This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States vetoes an Arab-backed UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tuesday's vote was 13-1 with the UK abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
The U.S. is pushing its own temporary ceasefire resolution and defending its veto.
This is not, as some members have claimed, an American effort to cover for an imminent ground incursion.
Julie Walker, New York.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Tuesday appealed to President Vladimir Putin to intervene and turn her son's body over to her so she can bury him with dignity. She's been trying to get his body since Saturday and appeared in a video outside the Arctic penal colony where Navalny died on Friday. Navalny's team says Russian authorities have said the cause of death is still unknown and refused to release the body for the next 2 weeks, as the preliminary inquest into his death continues. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday Russia was against the deployment of nuclear weapons in space, and his defense minister flatly denied U.S. claims that Russia was developing a nuclear capability for space. Multiple reports last week in the United States said Washington had new intelligence related to Russian nuclear capabilities and attempts to develop a space-based weapon. This is VOA.